A North Bay Area resident and a participant are concerned about the future of the Rural Immigration Pilot Program in North Bay. RCIP, Rural Community Immigration Pilot, is an immigration pathway for skilled workers who want to work in one of 18 rural and smaller communities in Canada, including North Bay. Linda, as we will refer to her to protect her identity, has an expiring work permit tied to her healthcare-related job in North Bay. As soon as your permit is about to expire, the emotional stress is hard to explain in words, she told Bay Today. Who can afford not to work in these times, and I can't afford to lose my job. In my job, we are taking care of vulnerable people, but we don't have anyone taking care of us, which is very unfortunate. If you bring up a program and you bring out the eligibility and people are looking forward to that program and you cancel it without any explanation, it is people's daily lives that are affected. She worries about her family back in her home country. She is frustrated that she has not been able to determine why it stopped. The only thing I wish they could have done better is just communicate, said Linda. For them canceling out on a program that they had clearly stated on the website that they were going to start on May 25th, and people were ready with their documentation to start the program, and for it to be pulled off without any explanation. It just puts people like me in limbo. Anne is a North Bay Area resident who has friends in the RCIP program. She reached out to Bay Today regarding her concerns about the program. She says that in late April, Timmins began accepting applications from employers on behalf of their employees. North Bay did not have an April intake, and was scheduled to have a May intake. However, May's intake was mysteriously taken off the website with no explanation as to why they wouldn't be accepting applications. Anne says the RCIP website does have some designated employers, but others are still waiting, including some local social services agencies. It's so disheartening for all those employees if they can't apply, she said. C-related. North Bay nets funds to roll out immigration program back in March of 2025. Fedner announced it had committed $1,125,000 to this project. Both Anne and Linda say the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce has been the direct local contact for the program, and Fedner stated they would help launch the program in the region. However, Donna Backer, Chief Executive Officer with the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce, says she recognizes Linda's concerns. I can totally appreciate the stress that imminent work permit expiration can cause to an individual. However, individuals that are here on work permits should not be waiting for an immigration program to come to start and should look at alternate pathways through Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, IRCC, and other provincial pathway programs to get their permanent residence, PR, she told Bay Today in an email. Never put your eggs in one basket, and look at alternatives. It's the work permit holder's, temporary worker, responsibility to ensure they are maintaining valid status to be in this country and should never put all their faith in one program, Backer added. It takes time to develop a program, she noted. Backer also insists there is no threat that the program, which is funded through FEDNOR's Northern Ontario Development Program, is being compromised. It's a 5-year pilot in partnership with IRCC, Backer stated. The program has not been cancelled. We are just getting it off the ground. The May intake period was removed due to the overwhelming volume of inquiries and unfortunate delays with setup. Therefore, we had to delay the intake. Backer says the June intake for the program is now available.